cheap. If you love me, really love me, feed my sheep. After Jesus had tabernacled here for 40 days, it was nearing the time that he must go back to the Father, and the Bible gives us to know that one day, out on a lonely hill with the 11 disciples standing around him, no doubt one of the disciples said, "Lord, must you go?" Jesus said, "If I go, not the Comforter will not come, but in the meantime, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. But I want you to go ye therefore and teach all nations. And I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things. Go,
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 go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Pentecost Sunday, May 15th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are on 91.5 FM in the Boston area, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, and we're bringing you our annual Pentecost Sunday multicast this year, entitled "Is the Time of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit that God has sent into the world to lead and guide men and women to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and then strengthen them to serve Him in the days that He allows them to see after their salvation experience, and then bring each and every one of us to heaven one day. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. and our phone number, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. And it's also the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. You'd love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phones. Your act of faith, and since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we lift up the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. The number again, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Okay, we have a gospel doubleheader coming up here on Sounds of Praise. Artist I've never heard before. Her name is Casey J, the letter J. And the song is Fill Me Up. And then we're going to follow her with Tasha Cobbs with her version of the same song, Fill Me Up. And she's also going to sing and say Overflow here on Sounds of Praise.
Provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, then I will open up inside. Fill me up, God.
Fill me up, God.
Fill me up, God.
Fill me up.
Fill me up, God.
Fill me up.
Fill me up, God.
Fill me up.
If you
raise it, raise it. Yeah. till the dry bones respond. I gotta run over till cancer responds. I gotta run over till my family responds. I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Say, fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
Casey J here on Sounds of Praise with Fill Me Up, and she was followed by Tasha Cobbs and Fill Me Up and Overflow. And that's what Jesus said. He said that I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Which means that he didn't just bring us life just for ourselves. And we're talking about spiritual life, salvation life. He gave us more than we would need, abundantly. Enough for ourselves and something for someone else. And that's what salvation is all about. Jesus provides more than we would ever need, more than we could ask or think or desire, so that we might have something to minister to somebody else. You don't have to have a black suit and a turnaround collar and a title to be a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ, because you can reach people that the ministers, natural ministers, people who've been ordained or whatever, may never reach. People who would never come to your church, you might reach them in the building in which you live, or the school in which you go to, or the place where you work, or the place where you shop, where you walk down the street. You can meet people and introduce them to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ just by your life, if you will allow God to overflow your life. But it begins with salvation. And if you haven't received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, they're inviting you to come just as you are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon His name.
It's 7:21 here on Sounds of Praise, and this is the most important part of our program. This is an opportunity for those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to allow Him to fulfill that transaction in your life this very day. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. And if you mean what this prayer is saying, God will bring about His salvation gift to you, and His Spirit will come and fill your life. That's why you've tuned to the program this day. The Spirit of God has drawn you here so you might hear what God has for you, and not only hear what He has for you, but receive the benefits of His salvation. There are inherent benefits in the salvation gift of God you can't find anyplace else. And people who lack these benefits have not made that full commitment of themselves. As we said earlier in the program, maybe you began a long time ago, but you lost your focus. But that doesn't mean it's lost forever. This is your opportunity to come back. God said He will marry Himself to the backslider. If you will come back, He will unite Himself with you. And if you pray this prayer, repeat these words after me, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will begin that transaction in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the message of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit that You sent into the world. And I know that I am outside of His saving grace and His keeping power, because I don't have that peace. I don't have that joy. I don't have that assurance that You alone can give. circumstances are beating me down. I'm losing the battle every day. But you said in your word, you would be my champion. You would be my source of victory. You would be my deliverer. And so I'm coming to you now by faith, asking you to receive me just as I am, so that I might attain all the benefits and the blessings of your salvation that you foreordained for me even before the foundation of the world was formed. So I'm receiving Jesus this day as my personal Lord and Savior, and asking him to move powerfully in my life and then through my life, so that my life might be a benefit and blessing to someone else. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it or he will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive it by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. We're running late, but it doesn't matter. We'll wait for you if that's the case. And our phone number is 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And again, we'll send material out to you, like I said, with no further obligation on your part whatsoever. Not to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God and the Holy Spirit lead you into what church he would have you to continue on in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 726 here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry, Pentecost Sunday. This is the time of the Comforter. And we pray that the Spirit of God has led you to faith in him. And now you're able to continue to move forward in the plan that he has for your life, so your life might be a blessing in the life of someone else. That's the key to recognizing that you have God's salvation gift at work within your life, is that you, even though you may have all kinds of negative things going on in your life, you're still finding opportunities. God's using you to minister in the life of someone else. As I said, you don't have to be a man in a black suit with a turned around collar to be a minister. God has called us all as believers in him to be his witnesses, and we can do that because the Spirit of God is at work within and through our lives. We pray that you have come, and if so, please give me a call so I can send you that material, help you to grow in your new life in him. 727, as I said, we are so far behind. We are 13 minutes behind where we normally would be as far as the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry is concerned. But if you have a prayer request or a praise report, still not too late to get it into us. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer right now. And so give us a call for that if you have a prayer request or a praise report. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Timony Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Pray, and followed by Anthony Evans and Ask here on the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry.
Hey. it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Just ask. Just ask. It will be given to you. See, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Just ask, just ask. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who
7:40 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for Michelle of Medford, who needs strength to continue to focus on Jesus 7 days a week. She said in her prayer request that she only seems to find joy on Sunday, but Jesus is a seven-day-a-week God. And so, therefore, the joy that he provides on Sunday, he can provide 7 days a week. So we're praying that God will give to Michelle through the Holy Spirit, who we've been talking about today on the program on this Pentecost Sunday. He will give her the strength that she needs to focus on Jesus 7 days a week. We're praying for S. S is looking for a new job. He will be unemployed at the end of June. We're praying for S, who's looking for a new job because he will be unemployed at the end of June. We're praying for J, who's getting settled in a new apartment. J, who's getting settled in a new apartment. We're praying for Chris and Stella. They are youth ministries and youth ministers. And as all young people are involved in ministry, they're looking for funding. We're praying that God's going to provide for them, Chris and Stella, youth ministers who need funding for their ministry. We're also praying for Don and Debbie Gordon. They are missionaries. We're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in their behalf as well. Don and Debbie Gordon, missionaries needing the presence of God to continue to work in their behalf. We're praying for Maverick, a young boy with a heart defect who's undergone multiple operations, and we're praying that God continue to minister in his behalf. Maverick, a young boy with a heart defect, I think he's only 6 years old. He's had multiple heart operations. We're praying that God's going to minister and give total deliverance in his behalf as well. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking you, Lord, for the message that you receive, that we received this day regarding the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. We recognize, Lord, that we can do nothing by ourselves, but through your Spirit we can do all things. And so, therefore, Lord, we have this opportunity to share the news and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with many over the internet, that you have provided this opportunity for us, Lord. And we pray, O God, that many might come to faith in you through that which is said during the various Sounds of Praise ministries. We bring Michelle of Medford before you right now, Lord, that you would minister powerfully in her behalf, minister by your Holy Spirit. May she sense your presence right now, this day, on this Pentecost Sunday, because you're here, there, and everywhere. Minister in her lonely times. Minister while she's going through the various tests and trials of life. Minister in every situation. So as she continues to look to you, she might recognize your presence and the various things that you're doing in her behalf. And may she receive healing and deliverance and blessing and victory and strength and anointing and the love that you alone can give. And may her life be a tremendous testimony. She tells others of the wondrous things she's receiving from your hand each and every day, because her focus is upon Jesus Christ, her Savior and Lord. And may she recognize, O Lord, that you are there in every situation. You said that you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. And we're claiming your word and your promises right now in her behalf, in Jesus' name. Amen. And for S, who's looking for a new job, who will be unemployed at the end of June, Father, right now we pray you would take this young man in the hollow of your hand. May he recognize that you are, that he is never alone. You will be with him in every circumstance. You're the God of the open door, and the doors that you open, no man can shut. And the doors that you shut, no man can open. So we pray you would send him through the open doors of employment and blessing, where all of the skills and abilities you've given to him might be used for your honor, glory, and praise. And may his life be a tremendous testimony because of all you've accomplished in his life. And may many be won into the kingdom because of what you're going to do in and through the abilities you've given to him. And may his life continue to speak for you in the days which are ahead. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Jay, who's getting settled in a new apartment, Father, right now we pray you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors and making ways in her behalf, Lord. Been through many tests and trials, Lord, during the past year or more, but we know that you are there. You opened up this opportunity, and we pray that she might be a blessing in the area where she's living. Protect her, Lord, from dangers, both seen and unseen. May her life continue to be a light shining in the darkness, Lord, so many might come to faith faith in Christ through her life and through her testimony as she continues to live for you and serve you in spirit and in truth. We're claiming victory in her behalf in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Chris and Stella and for Dawn and Debbie, youth ministers and also who are missionaries, Father, we pray that you would open doors of ministry even unto them. Open doors of provision. Provide for their each and every need. We know they're walking by faith day by day, depending upon individuals who will supply that which is needed. God, they don't have regular jobs with salaries and everything else, but we know that you're there and you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. You said you would supply all our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus the Lord. And so we claim victories in their behalf, Lord, so they might not have to worry about financial needs, but they might continue just to focus on the youth that they're ministering to and the missionary work that you're allowing them to accomplish. And may souls be won into the kingdom through their lives and through their testimonies, because they place their faith and trust and confidence in you, and you're able to provide each and every need of their life. And may they lack nothing as they go forward to lift you up, even throughout the world, wherever you may send them. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Maverick, that young boy with a heart defect who's undergone multiple operations in his young life, we pray, oh God, you would take this young child in the hollow of your hand. You said, allow the little children to come unto me and to forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And we pray, oh Lord, you would minister powerfully in his behalf. Remember all of his relatives, Lord, and those who have been standing by him, Lord, may they be encouraged and strengthened as well because of the work that you're doing in his behalf. And may that which the doctors and science and medicine can't accomplish, may you accomplish it even in and through this young life. And may, as he grows older, may he come to an opportunity to receive you as personal Lord and Savior, recognizing all the wondrous things you've done in his life, even as a young child. And because of the innocence of his life, we know that you are able to work powerfully in his behalf, even when he's not able to pray for himself. May he recognize there are others who are holding on to the horns of the altar in his behalf, so that great and mighty things might be accomplished in and through his life in the days which are ahead, as he recognizes the need to surrender himself to you and to your control. We're claiming victory in his life in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. 7:47 here on WMFO in Medford, Sunday, May 15th, 2016, Pentecost Sunday. And our program, if you just tune in, is entitled, Is the Time of the Comforter. The Holy Spirit has come. He is here. He's ready and willing and able to work in each and every life as we surrender ourselves to him and to his control. Want to let you know, if you aren't already aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. If no one's there, just leave the message and we'll get it and we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also bring your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. 7:49 here on Sounds of Praise. There's some more music I want to get in on this Pentecost Sunday. Before it's time to put the wraps, here's Holy Spirit Overflow by Pastor Marvin Sapp.
Yes, Lord.
Overflow. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. Overflow.
Hallelujah.
Move with power.
Ooh.
Of this hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy Spirit. Overflow.
Magnify the God of your salvation right now. Hallelujah.
you to do.
Move with power.
Move with power.
Lord, this hour.
Right now, right now. We need you to
flow.
I desire you to
flow.
I want you to
flow.
I realize I can't make it without you.
Flow.
Breathe in my life.
Flow.
Take what's wrong and make it right.
Flow.
Repair me and share me
flow.
With the people. So that I can be all you want me to be, Jesus.
No.
I tried it on my own.
No.
I can't make it all by myself. I
realized
no. that my life was a mess until you came along and
no.
you began to order my steps. You set them in order so that
no.
I can do what you want me to do and be what you want me to be.
No.
That's why I need you to just keep flowing. Life. That's all I need you to do, Jesus. So that things can change and be right. So that everything that's night will be light. Do it in my life, please. Do it in my life, please. Lord, we need you. We need you to flow in every area of my existence.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. The North Shore Christian School Beverly Campus Spring Concert takes place on Thursday, May the 26th. And also at the North Shore Community School is on Thursday, May 19th and May the 21st, the Oliver Twist Theater Productions. And also on Tuesday, June the 7th, they are sponsoring a golf tournament. And for more information, you can contact them at 781-599-2040. That's the North Shore Christian School located at 26 Urban Street in Lynn, Massachusetts. Their phone number for more information, 781-599-2040. Michael Darton Ministries, equipping the church for authentic worship, 10th year anniversary. 10th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference takes place on Saturday, June the 11th, 2016, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Baptist Church of All Nations, 61 Winthrop Street in Taunton, Massachusetts. And their 10th year anniversary celebration will follow on that same night, Saturday, June the 11th, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. at the Baptist Church of All Nations. And for more information, you can register at www.michaeldaughton.com. That's www.michaeldaughton.com. And for email information, you can contact them at michaeldaughton.com, info@michaeldaughton.com, or phone Joanne Daughton at 617-876-9703. That's the Michael Daughton Ministries, equipping the church for authentic worship, 10th year anniversary, 10th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference, Saturday, June the 11th, 2016, 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m., the Baptist Church of All Nations, 61 Winthrop Street in Taunton, Massachusetts.
Call me a mistake. Well, that's okay. Cause I hear a voice and he calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. In the world. In the world. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. He's greater. He's greater. There'll be days I lose the battle, grace says that it doesn't matter, cause the cross already.
Third day here on Sounds of Praise and Soul on Fire.